Welcome to the Oaks Dynasty Daily Podcast. I'm your host, Jordan McNamara. We are doing 10-minute waiver show here, so it's your quick show, quick rundown here. Get you prepared for all your waiver wire moves for the week. Quarterback situation. Brian Hoyer is like the guy that I would think about this week. Listen, he had a six-game stint as a starter in 2017. He had two 300-yard games. But he's thrown for 130 and 204 yards in his two most recent starts. He has lost his last six starts dating back to 2016. The Patriots have a Week 5 matchup against the Lions, which could actually be a spot start opportunity if you're looking for, if you're kind of looking down the line of potential usability. I'm not sure I'd be willing to play him this week. But again, if you're trying to fill in for an injured Dak Prescott, where you're trying to sort of do that sort of stuff, and it's an all hands on deck type of approach to your quarterback position, Brian Hoyer could be a potential starter in that particular circumstance, maybe like a 5% bid, something like that. I don't hold particularly good hopes. Notably, I did read. I was doing some research and I was like, oh, their offense isn't that good. And then I saw eighth actually in yards per play, but 24th in points. So maybe a little bit left out there on the bone there in terms of offensively. Any veteran stuff I'd keep an eye on? Like, I don't know, this whole concussion fiasco with Tua. It looks like it's actually a back issue, allegedly. I don't know. I don't necessarily believe that, but if there is an actual back injury, I'm interested in sort of keeping an eye on Teddy Bridgewater. Probably not running out to add him. Josh Allen has a hand thing, which it looks like he hit on like a face mask, maybe hurt a finger or something like that. I'm just keeping an eye on that. Probably not making a waiver bid, but if he starts missing practice time, I think head to the waiver wire and get Keenum. And again, it could be one of those things where you sort of roster Keenum for 72 hours and then cut him. Just to see if, like, you know, if Josh Allen's out on Thursday practice, for example. Jameis Winston's struggling a bit. Dennis Allen gave him a vote of confidence this week, but I think Andy Dalton warrants a monitor. So again, if you're sort of in the space of just sort of cutting guys like Darrell Williams, something like that, and you just sort of want to cycle through, you don't have a bunch of good options. I think there's better options at the running back position, but that's a spot you potentially can consider. All right, next up here, we got the running back position. There's two big ads this week. Craig Reynolds, 93% availability on MFL. Again, that includes some like redraft leagues, but widely available in our leagues. He's going to slide in to be the injury away guy behind Jamal Williams with DeAndre Swift out. Listen, if Jamal Williams can be a top eight running back with DeAndre Swift in the lineup, just imagine what he can do without DeAndre Swift in the lineup. Listen, and the Lions very, very, very productive in terms of guys out of that backfield scoring points. So pretty interested in what he has to offer as an injury away guy. I think maybe a couple percent, like I wouldn't get carried away, but I think that can add him in a good chunk of leagues. Justice Hill's another one. J.K. Dobbins returns, but I think it actually overshadows maybe even the bigger story of this backfield, which is Kenyon Drake inactive, Justice Hill active. So Justice Hill in that role as a as basically the other in the committee. It's pretty interesting there for in the spot of Kenyon Drake. So again, I maybe a couple percentage points, something, a couple of percent of your budget on there. Again, recycle Darrell Williams, I think, for a better opportunity out of both of these guys. I don't have super high hopes. And if you look at some of the expected points for like the running back position, for example, through the season, there's still the same low usage of the running back position out of the backfield in Baltimore. And J.K. Dobbins is coming into the 32nd ranked team and expected points out of the running back position. So not great. They're number one in tight end points, though. So that's paying the bills if you have Mark Andrews. So some other things here, some other backups that have some availability. Zach Moss, Sony Michel, Deonta Foreman, Samaje Perine. There's some news there with Mixon actually a little bit banged up and not playing particularly well. I don't think there's anything to it, but Perine did get fourth quarter touches in this past game, so keep an eye on that. Breed is backing up. Barkley got a bunch of availability there. Jordan Mason backing up Jeff Wilson in San Francisco, Dontrell Hilliard and Tony Jones, all widely available in NFL leagues, maybe not as much in dynasty leagues, but worth sort of cycling through. Worth noting, I play a home league. It's pretty redraft centric. It's a keeper league, but I've talked about it a little bit. But there's a lot of churn. It's a pretty narrow keeper league. You keep seven. So if a guy's not really producing for you, it's not super, super interesting long term. Like he can tend to hit the waiver wire. TDP hit the waiver wire. Again, I don't think that's necessarily reflective that he's going to hit the waiver wire in our leagues, but keep an eye on some of these guys that haven't done anything. Maybe it's not even necessarily a waiver wire ad, but go out into the trade market and see and explore. It's definitely something I'd be willing to entertain. Wide receiver position, Mac Hollins. I think we're going to start a new rule. It's going to be like the Mac Hollins Noah Brown corollary, we'll call it. Are you a guy in a what we think is a good offense who's just going to line up on the wide receiver two side of the field and run a lot of routes? Maybe you're not even that good, but are you just going to play a lot? And Mac Hollins, the big beneficiary of that this week, eight receptions, 158 yards and a touchdown, 29-year-old journeyman, former fourth round pick. Again, he's bounced around, but when you find yourself in that position where you're just sort of playing on the outside, even when there's some good receivers on the other side of the field, like just the nature of sort of being out there. I actually started Mac Hollins because I needed routes this week with a couple of injury situations, the Keenan Allen stuff, and I was like, all right, we'll go with Mac Hollins. He's playing a lot. And you just sort of hit the right lottery ticket. So I do think him and Noah Brown, those are guys that are still out there and available in some leagues. I'm definitely interested. Mac Hollins available in 90% of NFL leagues at the time of recording. Greg Dortch is another one. Like Greg Dortch, like Rondale Moore better bring it to get this job back. Greg Dortch, second on the Arizona Cardinals in receiving yards, second in receptions. AJ Green hurt. Still time for DeAndre Hopkins to be suspended, right? He's still out. And even if Rondale Moore sort of comes back, there wasn't a ton of optimism for this week. But even if he does come back, like it is not a surefire guarantee that he's going to take Dortch's job. And it's not even a surefire guarantee that like that they necessarily cancel each other out. Like this team needs wide receiving talent. And Dortch has proven himself to be pretty viable so far in this offense. Again, they're running a ton of plays, and I don't think it's necessarily the most efficient stuff in the world, but they're Blake Bortles-ing their way to some fantasy production this year. Some tight end stuff. I am not making a big move on Jelani Woods for what it's worth. He's not even playing 25% of plays, maybe a couple of percentage points or two, but even in like a safe leagues format, like it's a roster clogger situation at present. You're sort of hoping more for the future. Again, he had those nice two touchdowns, but that's not sort of helping you too much. Juwan Johnson's the last one here at the tight end position. It's 72% again. So if he's out there, I don't even think it necessarily warrants a big addition at the tight end position because, he hasn't really done anything. And if he's still out there in your league, like he hasn't done anything to really change his calculus, and it kind of tells you what your league is feeling about him at this particular moment that he's not super expensive. So I'd be interested again if you've got some roster spots. He's not necessarily a starter, but listen, I got a third and a fourth for him this week. So I do think he has some value, and maybe it's just disparate between leagues. He's probably not super value in like one tight end start, start one tight end and one PPR, but in some of your deeper tight end premium leagues and stuff like that. Again, he's running the routes, and as injuries start piling up, you need some functionality out of your bench on your lineup. He could potentially offer it for you in like a spot start scenario. So, all right, well, that'll do it for this edition. 10 minutes or less of your waiver wires. Until next time, continue embracing the variance. We'll talk again very soon.